Sure, here's an expanded script going into more detail on CMCD. Intro music. Host, welcome to the OTT Video Tech Podcast. Today we're taking a deep dive into the Common Media Client Data or CMCD specification and why it's becoming an important tool for optimizing video streaming quality and troubleshooting issues. Before CMCD, diagnosing video playback problems was extremely difficult. Providers had to try to correlate isolated data streams from the video encoder, content delivery network, client player, and more. This left major visibility gaps into what was actually happening on the viewer's side when they experienced stalls, quality drops, or other issues. CMCD establishes a standardized way for client players like web browsers, mobile apps, and OTT devices to transmit real-time metrics and analytics about their video playback experience back to the CDN and origin server. This allows all the different components in the video delivery pipeline to be synchronized and correlated for the first time. So what exactly can CMCD send? The spec currently defines over 20 parameters that cover crucial performance data like the video's encoded bitrate, the client's measured throughput and buffer length, the streaming format like DASH or HLS, playback rate, and more. Unique IDs can associate all the CMCD data with a specific viewer session and content stream. Video providers can then take these rich CMCD client metrics and correlate them with log data from CDN cache nodes, edge servers, and origin encoders to recreate an end-to-end timeline and diagnosis for each viewer session that had an issue. They can see exactly when and why stalls or bitrate shifts occurred, and which server bottlenecks may have been the culprit. This unified visibility enables much more intelligent monitoring, root cause analysis, and even automated mitigations compared to trying to blindly piece together disparate logs. The CMCD spec is designed for wide interoperability, allowing any client player to transmit standardized data to any CDN or analytics platform rather than being locked into specific vendor combinations. This should foster an ecosystem of improved tools and services powered by normalized, context-rich playback data. Major industry players like the DASH Industry Forum have already integrated CMCD support into their open-source reference players like DASH.js. And CDN providers like Akamai have published guides for processing and making use of incoming CMCD metrics. However, CMCD adoption still has a ways to go, particularly because the spec needs to carefully consider client-side performance impacts and privacy concerns around transmitting individualized viewer data. Most CMCD parameters are optional, allowing clients to customize what subset they transmit based on their use case needs and privacy posture. Mechanisms like data sampling and anonymization are still important to safeguard user privacy while unlocking CMCD's performance benefits. Despite these hurdles, CMCD represents a major step towards standardizing and democratizing performance visibility in the incredibly complex world of large-scale video streaming. Wider CMCD adoption could fuel advancements in areas like intelligent client bitrate adaptation, content delivery optimizations, co-modeling, and making streaming work seamlessly even in extremely challenging network conditions. So while CMCD may sound like a niche specification, it has potential to drive major quality, scalability and tooling improvements behind the scenes by finally joining what used to be siloed monitoring domains across the entire video streaming delivery chain. Outro music. Host, thanks for listening to our deep dive into the CMCD video streaming specification on this episode of the OTT Video Tech Podcast. Let us know if you'd like to hear us break down more technical topics like this in the future.
This has been the OTFirst Network. Catch you next time.